May 30th, 2004. It's a Watt from Pedro show.
start my life anew. Instead of having sweet dreams all about you, you don't love me, it's plain. I should know I'll never wear your ring. I should hate you the whole through. Instead of having sweet dreams about you, start loving someone new. Instead of having sweet dreams about you.
What from Pedro Show. Almost blew that, huh? That was Patsy Cline with Sweet Dreams of You. And we start off the show with John Coltrane doing Feeling Good. For you Anthony Newley fans, you surely remember Roar of the Grease Paint, Smell of the Crowd. And Lil Pitt did a cover of that on the first record we made for Kill Rock Stars. And we have, we recorded four songs later, and instead of Leo from Moscow on the clarinet, we had our guest today, is Petra Hayden, all the way up from the Tudor Estate, Tudor Hills. What's the name of Tanya's?
MacArthur Park.
No, but the thing, sign on the top of
Knob Hill. Knob Hill?
No, there's a sign on the top of that apartment building.
Yeah, Knob Hill. I don't want to
talk. I thought it was Tudor some. Well, there's a lot of pads. I don't think they'd find out.
Rotor.
Yeah. Rotor Tudor. Anyway, Tanya's her sister and just rode up there from Prague in studio in the Val. I've had a full day already, and it's 12:30 in Pedro on a Sunday before Memorial Day. Brother Matt, how are you?
Excellent. All right. Went to Dodger game last night. They snapped their streak with some batting practice, 10-0. That's cool.
The Lakes went down, but everybody thought we got overconfident anyway.
Yeah, that'll happen.
So get too happy. Maybe tomorrow, huh?
Another chance.
Sew it up. Maybe that's the whole deal, because East has always been weak the last few years.
Yeah, get a little harsh reminder of the realities and get back in action.
Getting back. You know, I was talking to my friend Tone. Tony's got a great student Pedro fame, huh? And he was saying, way too many fouls. There shouldn't be 70 fouls in a game. He said, these refs. I told him, Tone, it's an entertainment corporation. If it gets slows down too much, they'll get a talking to by the owners. Guaranteed. And I don't think it's the same as like high school. Me and Pettibone see those games, and the refs do try to run the games. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes they're running down court with a whistle in their mouth. They blow it accidentally. So they got to blow one on the other team to even it out. That kind of crap. But I don't think in the pros maybe it's so much like that. We got something exciting this show. Well, a couple things. Petra's going to jam with Brother Matt on a sip-in cycle. And then we got the world debut of the entire The Who Sell Out, as interpreted a cappella-wise from Petra. Some cat already played three of the tunes, so I can't have the total world debut. Even though I had the CD for months, I held off till we could do the whole thing. But that cat beat me to the punch.
How was Matt, shrimp chips?
Yeah, shrimp chips. But they're a trip. They're like puff.
They're called shrimp trip.
Shrimp shrimps. They're all puffed up. They're trippy.
Yeah, Lily made those last night. Thank you very much.
Oh, they're homemade.
Yeah, they're real.
Yeah, they're real. Where's the surge? Oh, it's in here. Petra bought some music. Not a lot.
Yeah, I came from a house filled with records, and I think I have Alzheimer's now because I forgot to bring them.
And you wanted to track the last one on this, huh?
Yeah, track four.
This is a cat from France. His name is Serge Gainsbourg. He's
but
a 60s guy.
It's from a record called I Love Serge, and it's just a whole bunch of different people who do remixes of his, like they have his voice, and there's like beats and drum beats and kind of like trip hop kind of stuff, but the last song on this record is my favorite.
Well, his MO was usually finding some lady, right, and then doing duets with
her.
And then music was kind of like a film score stuff.
Yeah. My friend Yuka Honda, who I was
Chiba.
Yeah, from Chibo Mato, she turned me on to this record, I Love Serge. And I listened to it all day one day when I stayed at her place. I listened to it just for hours because it was so great.
Yeah, I never really knew about him. Steve Shelley turned me on to him. I guess he reissued some stuff.
Yeah.
On his Smells Like Records label. And it's trippy finding out about stuff. Did you hear him young? I know you didn't hear rock and roll young.
Did I hear who? Yeah.
Serge.
Oh, no. I just heard of him recently from Yuka. Just a couple years ago.
Are they still together?
I don't think so. I know Yuka's she's busy with so many different projects.
Who's the other lady?
Miho.
Miho. She was with doing a project with Smokey Hormel.
Yeah, and I thought Money Mark, too. I know she's doing stuff with Smokey.
Money Mark, huh? Yeah. That explains it, because Steve Hodges, who played the drums on my engine room opera, has this thing in Long Beach once a month, like a residency.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he's at the Pike now, but he was at K Sera, that sister's club. It's called Hodges Big Drum. And he's with Money Mark. Now, he's an old collaborator with Smokey Hormel when they both worked for Tom Waits. So that's a connection.
Right.
Everything's connected.
Yeah.
Not through Kevin Bacon. Beyond Kevin Bacon. What's the thing about him? 6 degrees of separation? He can relate almost everyone in the world to Kevin Bacon by at least 6 degrees.
To Kevin Bacon.
Was he the Footloose guy?
Yeah. His wife is Kira Sedgwick.
Actress?
Yeah. Funny actress.
Comedian?
Yeah. But isn't he in a band with his brother, the Bacon brother?
Yeah, I think so.
What's it like, a Willis thing?
Know.
Hodges played in Willis's band. Like when a Planet Hollywood would open up, he'd fly in. And, do like a blues band guy thing with Bruce Willis on singing and a harp.
I knocked him down one time.
Whoa.
Yeah. When I was doing the blues shift, they were opening for somebody, and he's doing his harmonica thing, and I was coming in out the back door, and they just finished their last song, and he was like rushing out the back door, and we collided, and he was like mid-step, fell down, lost his keys. He said, "Hey, can you help me lose my keys? Can you help me find my keys?" So that was my encounter with Bruce Willis.
Did you find the keys for him?
No.
Was it donate?
No, I think I ended up leaving him there. Looking, I said, "Well, I can't see him. Good luck."
Whoa. So you never found out if he ever...
I imagine he did, but...
You would think he'd have a key handler.
Yeah, somebody handling that stuff. Keys are hard.
Assistant key tech. Yave tech.
The bass in this song and the track 14 that we're going to hear soon is really good. I mean, it's one thing over and over again, but it's like...
It's a loop.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay.
The only word I can think of is fat.
Whoa.
It's a fat bass sound.
So Petra makes the Watt from Pedro show contemporary. Or speak.
It's dope, man.
Word.
Word up.
Well, here it is.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. That's the Coach Whips with I Put It In Way Down South. And then before that, we had some stuff, Petra Bratt, two songs from Radiohead. You want to talk about those songs, Pat?
You want to
do an a cappella version of that second one, right?
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing an a cappella version of the one that we heard, the second one. Because it sounds like it would be so much fun doing the
Knives Out.
Yeah, it was called Knives Out.
Mm-hmm. Knives Out, and the one before it was the Pyramid song.
Yeah, because it would be neat to do like ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding. It like constantly just is on this thing I just love.
Like, you ever listen to Ventures? Maybe you'd love to do that. They had all that surf stuff and no words.
Really?
You must have heard some of their songs. They had some stuff that's ubiquitous, like Pipeline, Walk Don't Run,
like
Telstar, Mr. Moto. Yeah, surf music.
Yeah.
When me and D Boom were boys, we never heard anybody. Well, we might have heard it, but we didn't know it was the same band. Because we thought they were the Venturis. And we didn't relate it was Ventures. That happened to me with James Joyce. I read his first book, Dubliners. I read it in the late 70s. Almost the early 80s. And I thought it was Dubliners. Yeah, I didn't relate. Hey, it's about people who live in Dublin. Dubliners.
Yeah.
Fucking idiot. So, the Ventures, the Venturis. And, like my mother told me when we lived, I was just a boy, so I don't remember. I mean, a real little boy. And, we lived in this Navy housing by San Francisco called Vallejo. And we heard of this town called Vallejo, but all of us on the base, we lived in Valley Joe. Yeah, I didn't relate that there was the same pad, you know, just said the right way. And before the Radiohead, we heard something else that Petra picked, a remix by a cat named Snooze of Serge Gainsbourg's song.
Yeah.
Called New York.
It's like...
With some number after.
Yeah, next to New York number 14 or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she didn't bring... the sleeves and stuff, so we don't have this kind of info. In fact, we had to find the Radiohead titles on the using the magic of the internet. Thank you, Brother Matt.
So it's a cool compilation you've been digging, you said, huh?
Yeah, I've just been listening to it over and over again.
I Love Surge is what it's called.
The record is called I Love Surge, and the picture on the cover is this girl with a t-shirt that says I Love Surge. I highly recommend it.
Does Snooze remix all the tunes?
No. There are other people who... I don't recognize any of them, though.
Probably other songs, too. They each got their own unique Serge Gainsbourg tune.
Yeah, and they all have samples of his voice. I think he was a percussionist. I think he was a drummer or something. But I know he did singing and stuff like that.
Yeah. Like I said before, Steve Shelley turned me on to him and told me the whole lowdown on him. And I had heard his stuff a lot as a young man. I know it. And I just didn't know what I was hearing. And then when he put the stuff to it, info to it, it helped broaden my... tiny ass horizons. I'll tell you about being tiny. Yesterday my kayak, I was in the Angel's Gate coming out from the harbor into the sea, and a can boat came from India. And man, it dwarfed me so. I mean, you know, one can is a semi-truck, right? So that's next to a 9.5-foot kayak. That's pretty little. Well, this thing has hundreds of them on it, all right? towering over me. Now, I stay close to the breakwater, the rocks there, and so I don't want to get, make trouble for him or get in the way or anything. Also, don't need any PT-109
nuts
reruns.
The freeway after those dudes unload, because all the trucks...
With the trucks. And here, the Alameda Corridor, we're supposed to fix all that. Yeah, it got full, right. Filled up, like being bada-boom. You got them cigarettes, Pat? So, grazie. So, yeah, I think it was good for me, though. Humbling kind of thing. Everybody should be in a tiny kayak and learn to respect the giantness of...
Big Dad.
Yeah, well, naturally. I mean, obviously, there's fear of man-made things. Not so much machines, but systems, bureaucracies, outdated modes of thinking. We shouldn't be intimidated by those things and stuff, and humbled into sheep-like herd mentality. But something like this, you know, where you, you know, like seeing Bryce Canyon or Zion or Grand Canyon, you know, you recognize, or you look up the sky somewhere where you can see the stars. And yeah, you're tiny, tiny. And then, right after, you know, sea lion came by, about the same size. So then all of a sudden, oh, pier. You know? Because it's not always about being the most tiny. And, see, interesting, the water was so calm. So calm. I mean, I could have conked.
Nice, black, glassy morning.
Yeah. Trippy, you know, because, well, we're almost on June, so the June gloom tag is ready to fit, but, you know, no sunrises. But it was trippy. You know, the sun's coming up. We just can't see. It's behind all that marine layer. So it made, yeah, but it was like a blue, silver, cream, white, weird, platinum kind of trippy thing, and it kind of mixed in the sky with the water. So it's like I'm in this whole thing. It's trippy. You know? And then mainly by yourself, so it's kind of neat, serene. Going that early. Of course, it's Memorial Day weekend, so man, about 5 million boats were coming as I was getting out. Jet skis, all that. Oh,
all
man.
Lined up. They got the pilings out here now for the summer parking disasters.
That's right. They were putting them up as I was coming in. We're going to play some of... I played one song before a couple weeks ago, but we're going to play some new... From stuff from your new band.
Yeah.
Of course it's new stuff. Because it's your new band with your sisters. And you're singing. And you've got a cat named Zach on guitar.
Mm-hmm. And Gus...
I don't know. Is he on this?
Well, actually, he's not.
This is the scissored guy, right?
This is Josh Grains is playing guitar.
Yeah. Who's no longer with him. I saw him at the Troubadour. By the way, I got to apologize. I had to go see Ben Lee, and they started up late, so I had to bail. And I didn't want her to come off stage and, like, you know, oh, where's Watt? You know, he'd leave after the first verse or what. So, but they're like an idiot, you know. I went up to the front of the stage and, like I said, I got a bail, but it was such a bogart on your gig. So, sorry about that.
Wasn't a bogart,
and then Zach bends down and shakes my hand, you know. Idiot is leaving the building. You know, it gets all quiet and then, yeah, you gotta go. That's so stupid.
No, what was...
Dead about, you know, I got to park close, which was a miracle, the Troubadour.
Did you hear the cell phone go off?
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, that's what threw me off the most. I had to stop in the middle of the song. I
must have left. You only had a couple left when I bailed, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it must have been one of those. But I definitely put a kink in that gig hose. And the whole way to the... Coche, you know, because rare occurrence where I got to park close to the troop, I felt like the biggest idiot biggest idiot. Then I drove over there, and Bentley was playing. And it's like he does this thing. Well, it's not him, but Spaceland on Mondays lets people in there for free, right? So it is, like, packed. Usually when I go see a band of that gig pad, it's a cave, you know? But this, because it's free, I guess. And you can tell it's very social. I don't even think people even know who's playing. They're just, as a young Silver Lake people, you know, whatever, doing a social maneuver. And so I had a only place for me to stand was right in front of the stage. And, you know, I was probably 20 years older than the next person close to my age. And I'm right out in front. It's like dad, you know, or something at Little League.
Supervisor.
Yeah, you know, everybody's down there about this high to me. And anyway, it was a trip. You know, Ben played. He's gotten way intense with his guitar and his singing since I last seen him. I think I last saw him with you, Pet, at the Mint. Mm-hmm. And that was like 4 years. I just got out of jail. Mm-hmm. I had a tag on my arm, wrist. I mean, I went from the thing to there.
Jailhouse rock.
Yeah, that was a nightmare. But you guys played. He brought you up to sing some songs with him.
Yeah.
And this one, he only had one person. But this lady was amazing. I think she played the night you were there, too, in Oregon. She played everything. Like, he just played his guitar, sat down, and sang these neat little songs. And then he has this lady doing all this stuff, this one-man band, organ, weird machine, like auto harp, but theremin, kind of, and drums, and shaker, and singing, and of course, it's Spaceland, and so the idiot sound man don't have any of it up, so she's miming, mainly. But it was pretty amazing to have like that. I feel like that sometimes with my bands, because, you know, really I can only kind of do bass. And I'm fortunate enough to have guys play with me who can prop me up. Or maybe I prop them up a little, because bass kind of support instrument. And I know there's some people, you know, who want people in their band that are lamer than them, so they'll look good. But, man, I think that's a bad strategy. Yeah. I say get the best cats you can, and then, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why would anybody do that just for the sake of the ego, you know?
It's the ego rock.
Stupid. Stupid. You know? If you're lucky enough to have some cats who can play, go for it, you know. So what if you look a little low, a little lamer, you know? Maybe that's not what it's about. Especially if it's your band, maybe you wrote the tunes. Maybe they can, like, make them good.
Yeah.
I can't. To be a big fish in a small pond, right? That's the aphorism for it. Ridiculous.
The hairdo rock mentality.
Yeah, you know? If you're 2 feet tall, have 8-inch guys play with you so you look all tall. You know, it's stupid. Stupid. Have the best people. I guess a lot of it's luck, you know. I guess. You're going to put together your own band. She's going to do a choir version of this sellout thing.
Yep.
Now, you haven't put together a band before, huh?
No.
So it's kind of a new territory.
Yep.
Now, like with me, when I put together a band, I don't really hold auditions. I know that's probably the most common way to have a band. Besides growing up with somebody, you know, or something like that. But usually I pick people on the personality or situation. I've never really had tryouts. Okay, next. I heard about this tryout for Monitor Man. You know, this is a man who mixes Monitor with Aretha Franklin.
Wow.
And she had a line. She had 10 guys. Like, they're standing in a line. And, like, she's scissoring them in the tune.
Wow.
These guys, some cats didn't even last a verse. You're done.
Like
you're
Idol.
Done, you know, like when you're done. Yeah, pretty wild, right on the spot. And, you know, because, well, I got to feel myself fortunate, because there's a lot of cats who can talk, right?
Mm-hmm.
when the walk comes, they're just good spiel so you can get the foot in the door. But then when you're in, and you can imagine on tour, you know, the way I tour, you're right with the guy many hours of the day. Ooh. And he's got to be together, man, or it's going to be a nightmare tour. In fact, when I had the two drummers, I had that problem.
My sisters are going to sing in my Who choir.
Yeah.
So I already know two people who are.
You need six people besides you.
Yeah. I have to get deep sounding voices and kind of alto. I've never done this before, so.
And you're going to tour?
Well, maybe do a couple shows or one show.
CMJ?
I don't know about that.
I think
that.
That's in October, because I've been asked to do it. I've always shied away from them kind of things, but
yeah,
since
I got
a new record.
Yeah, good. Yeah, sing. I don't know if we would sing the whole Who Sell Out, but maybe.
Oh, you got to.
Yeah.
You got to. That's one piece.
That is one piece.
With the commercials, you know, the whole deal.
Yeah.
I think altogether it's only like 35 minutes or something,
yeah, it's
right?
Yeah, not that long.
Yeah. And I gave you the Second Man record, right? Petra sings on the new Second Man. Do you have one yet, Brother Matt?
No.
Yeah, I got to get one to you. So you heard it. Did I ruin your voice?
No, it's perfect.
She sang on all the songs but one.
Oh, wow, cool.
Because I do it with Pete live, but I'm the number three is so heavy in the record, I wanted three voices. And also a woman voice.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't be so. All my stuff is so boy, you know, except for Dose. So Petra helped.
Peddling, paddling, plucking.
Backwards.
Paddling.
She came to Pedro. I got to make a Pedro record. So righteous.
So you're going to debut that here sometime?
I should, huh? You know what I've done? In fact, a cat came to me. Eric, who used to play bass for the Leaving Trains, he's got a show on KXLU. And I've always debuted my records live over the air on KXLU. I mean, going back to Minuteman, uh-huh. Project Mersch, I think, was the first one. So I might do that. Cool. I'll play it, not the CD, but Pete and Jer up there.
One picture, I think, there, when you're doing a Fire Hose record, I hosted the...
I think it's Iffin.
Yeah.
You were the host with the most posts. An Adam Bomb.
Yeah,
but Eric's got a show there, so I guess older cats can have, because I know he's way past college.
People who...
they just hang on.
Looped in there, yeah. That's cool.
So, I got to make it when you're in town, though, so you can come and sing with it. That'd be great for you to do with us,
yeah.
So we can make it kind of like the record.
Yeah.
I've got effects, like a fuzz, because I used effects on this record. So, and I'm not really an effects guy. I've never really played them in front of people. So I got some, and I've been practicing with my guys to use pedals, like dancing on these things. It's pretty difficult. It's difficult. I put them all in one little tray thing that holds them, so I don't have a big mess.
Yeah, a little stop there.
You know who's the great guy with them is Nels.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of years experience with them. And so I'm trying to grow a little bit and do that.
When I play with Bill Frizzell, his both of his feet are busy with the pedal.
He's pedal dancing.
He's like stomping on the ground, and it's like he's a mad scientist.
And you're going to Europe with him?
Yeah, for a week.
Petra made an album with Bill Frizzell.
Oh, cool.
I actually have it here too. Maybe.
Oh, we'll break, but play some later. We got a. We got a little time here, but let's talk. We'll start the second hour because we're going to play some more Hayden Triplets. You gave me a demo. You guys made of three songs, and we played one a couple weeks ago, but we'll play some more. You guys are going to make an album, though, right?
Yeah, we're just we just started recording, but. All of us are so busy, like Tanya works and Rachel works and Zach is busy with this or that, and so it's hard for all of us to
be in the same universe.
So
too many parallel universes.
Yeah, slowly but surely it's being done. And Gus, who just started playing stand-up bass with us on electric bass, he's
electric bass.
Yeah,
because I've seen him twice with you guys, and he's on stand-up.
Yeah,
well, great stand-up player.
Yeah, he's really good.
He's young too, huh?
He's 25.
Wow, tall.
I know.
Which is good for stand-up.
Yeah.
Is Rachel still playing bass anymore?
Not lately, no. She's doing mostly singing. And
she's in a band?
Well, she's been recording with different people. I know she has her own thing going on, but not. She doesn't have a band for it. It's just solo stuff she records on her own. So.
What was that band, Martinis?
Oh, yeah. She's been playing with them.
And I think bass, huh?
Yeah.
But that was a while ago.
Yeah.
And Nels told me something. She went on tour.
She was on tour with Jimmy Eat World.
Is that it? Yeah. But it was like a lame thing, right?
Yeah. She was just doing backup singing and not really doing what she's capable of
doing. In your triplets band, she really is up front.
Yeah.
Tense. You got to get Tanya to get some confidence. Because they all three got different voices, and together it's really strong. But Tanya, a little scared. Even when she's singing lead, she's about a foot off the mic, where Rachel and Petra are like right on their mic, shooting it up.
We're just used to those days.
With no monitors.
Opening, playing at the Jabberjaw.
Oh, what sound that pad had. Man, it was like a roller rink. I mean, the sound just went around and around. You know, think of it, that dog might have broken up maybe 8 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a while. Anna made a record after, huh? I never heard it. She made an Anna Warnaker record?
Yeah.
Did you ever hear it?
No.
I didn't either. I saw posters of it. It looked ridiculous. No disrespect, but my records look ridiculous too. That would have been neat if you could have played with your pop. You know, your pop's always saying he's going to come to the gigs. And for sure, you would have been at this one because he's going to play.
Yeah.
He never shows up.
Yeah. I asked him, I thought for sure he was coming, and I talked to him on the phone, and
he's going to bring Jackson?
Yeah, he, as a joke, he said, put me on the list plus one. I'm bringing Jackson. Just kidding.
Jackson's his dog.
Yeah. And we put him on the list, and he didn't show up.
He got scissored.
Yeah, he scissored. But this time, we were going to open for him and Hank Jones, and just yesterday.
And Hank is Elvin Jones' brother.
Yeah. He called and said that Hank couldn't make it because of there was a death in the family, and of course it was Elvin. So I don't know when or if we're ever going to play with him. I don't know.
Has he seen the triplets?
No. He has our record, though.
You mean this demo thing?
Yeah, or the three-song demo.
Is the album going to have these three recordings? Or are you building on this, or are you going to re-record them?
We might re-record those. Or
where are you doing it at?
At this guy's studio right now. His name's Tony Kay, and he's actually a director, and Zach works for him, and he's letting us use his studio.
He's a movie director?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. So we've been able to record there. And our friend Rod Cervera is helping us. He actually recorded did vocals for, which song was it? I think Tramp on the Street.
Oh, we're going to hear that.
Yeah.
But we're coming up on the end of the first hour of the May 30th, 2004 Watt for Pedro show.
Memorial Day edition.
The Memorial Day edition. So,
so remember this show.
Yeah. Remember all the people ordered into a fight and killed? Young people, older people. I remember a kid when I first came to Pedro and the Vietnam thing was on, and over at Holy Trinity, flag on the coffin. That big image in my head, and the news with the tally. I don't know if you remember, but they'd always, have the count like every week, you know. And I mean, ours wasn't in the thousands and stuff like that, but it's still, theirs were in like thousands and thousands. In fact, it seemed like, how could we be losing? We must be killing all of Asia. Like, that's winning. I mean, what, you know, to save the village, you got to burn it down. That was one of the things I remember hearing growing up. You know, like, wow, what's this about? But, I mean, the way the numbers were, it was, like, so lopsided. But still, even if it was 12 or 20, and, like, here's one in Pedro I'm seeing at the church, it was an intense army. And then I remember the first time I went up the federal building, and they got that veterans graveyard there. You know, the way the gravestones are all the same. Well, great equalizer. Yeah. Stay tight for hour two. May 30th, 2004. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show. And as I promised, here's something new from the Hayden Triplets. Watt from Pedro show. He begged for the crumbs
road to Toledo. Answers on crumpled paper scraps. Face across the aisle. That if I look twice, she'll clutch her son so close to her breast. I lose my breath just watching. Seems we're all headed to or away from obligation. Love or work or both. The unforgiving plastic seat jars my spine and I almost wake. Anybody on board the story, frail Hungarian woman in the back, lost in her reflection, jittery guy jabbing his forefinger as if to poke a hole in the decaying light. Even myself, unfolding the hard little ball, trying to make out the jumpy handwriting. Somebody pulls the cord and we screech still. Each uneager to depart, disappear into the smoke of our breaths, waiting in silence for change.
Yeah.
Watt from Pedro Show.
There we go, Brother Matt.
You were going
crank it
clockwise
up, crank it
instead
up.
Of counterclockwise.
Righty tighty, lefty loosey.
Yeah. That was Richard Hell from an old demo of him in the Heartbreakers, when he was in the Heartbreakers, after television but before the Voidoids. Him with Johnny Thunders and Jerry Nolan and Walta. What I heard is, you got the Fuego? What I heard is a stockbroker now or something. Okay. Much respect, I guess. Anyway, that's a song called Hurt Me. I think it's from the that Roar. They made a CD version of the Roar cassette from a bunch of years ago. And at the time, he was going to retire Richard Hell and become Richard Meyer again. But some cat, he just told me he sold all his old punk stuff to some cats that are going to put in a museum. And all these papers and songs and poems. And last summer was the wildest thing. You know, Richard Hell was my first punk hero. I told you this. Took me on a tour of the Guggenheim. Yeah, it was wild.
Wow.
I would never imagine that as an 18-year-old. A picture of him on my bass. Wow. Before that, we had Petra and her sisters, the Hayden Triplets. Now, let's talk about the name of the band.
I know, I'm the same way. I say, okay, people say, well, what are you guys called? And I feel like, who do I feel like? Like when you just don't want to say a word, but you say it anyway. And
it's Eddie
like
Haskell.
Say it under, yeah, well, or like the Fonz, you know? The Fonz had a hard time saying the word love. That's why we're called the Hayden
Turplets.
The Hayden Turtles.
Turnabouts.
But it was between, you know.
Tourette's.
Yeah, the Hayden Tourette's. Fuck shit!
Okay. Well, from Peter Show's free speech vehicle for your thoughts, ideas, hopes, and dreams. Let
it the fly. Hayden Turtles. Asshole, motherfucker.
So, yeah, we were discussing this when you played for that benefit thing, the tumor lady.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that. That planet that I bought there is growing good. Well, she told me I couldn't kill it. It was a succulent. Hey, by the way, my flower box is wailing. I mean, when I got my kayak, I started this flower box in front of my apartment door because I live in a hole. No grass around, it's all cement. But I got a box at the Builder Depot, whatever. Yeah,
box store.
And I did the dirt. And first batch got all eaten by bugs. So Nanny turned me on, the lady who makes my t-shirts, turned me on to this idea where you put a bunch of cigarette butts in a water bottle, and that makes this kind of pesticide that's not all toxic. Well, it's toxic to bugs, but not everything else. And then the batches came back. I replanted seeds, and they're resilient, man, and I feel like I have green thumb, man, to see all them little bright color faces. Well, they're kind of evolved to attract the bees and stuff, right, so they can get pollinated. So maybe I've got some bee in me, man, because I love them.
Horticulture tips here on the Watt from Pedro Show.
Yeah, the simple things. But,
yeah, check out The Secret Life of Plants. That's a trippy book, Little Plant People. That's a wild one.
Really?
Yeah, the dude that was like the FBI guy with lie detectors, he put the wires on the plant for some reason, just trip out, and he put his cigarettes out in it and dumped his coffee, and the plants like totally reacted in a way like they were bummed. Wow. And so he ended up tripping on that a lot and just went off on plants to the point that I think he even quit the FBI. Just focus on plants. They're like little psychic beings, plant people.
Wow.
So old ladies always know, you know, because they're always talking to plants, people who grow buds.
And I know they help us out because they like carbon dioxide, but they give off oxygen.
Teamwork.
Teamwork. Symbiotic.
Righteous.
Just a lot of this stuff I'm coming back to, like riding bike and plants. And that's my midlife crisis, get in touch with my little boy self. So it's okay.
Simple pleasure.
Better than pretending I'm a 20-year-old. I'm a 9-year-old. Better pretending. And we started off this second hour of the Watt Pedro Show with something from the Unknown Instructors, but I will let it be known who they are. It's myself, George Hurley, and Joe Biza backing up this poet from Toledo, Dan McGuire, in a tune called Out in the Cold. And that was done last summer. I think it's going to come out in February. Whole album of us three jamming behind Dan, and Jack Brewer does a couple poems too. We got to get Jack Brewer on the show. He said, petitioned us many times to be a guest. So we kind of indulge him on that, huh? But now, it's my very, very fine privilege and honor to be able to bring you another edition of Brother Matt's Spin Cycle, which this week, special treat, because Ms. Petra Hayden's going to collaborate, not on her own violin, but her stand-up bass player, Gus's 150-year-old fiddle.
Yeah.
It has no chin part, so she's got a...
I got a t-shirt, and where did that thing
go? It's over here.
Oh, it's weird. I don't know what this... It's like a shoulder pad for a coat.
Oh.
So, I'll see how this turns out.
Cool. So, here it goes.
Welcome. Here we go.
Thank you.
and I'm goodbye. I'm going to have to shoot you. and truck stop bathrooms and get it stoned. Get right back up on that road leading home. A couple more miles to go. 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 A couple more miles to go.
Disadvantage of having everything underneath.
Okay. What from Pedro show?
Under the hood.
Under the hood there. I had to turn the mics back up. Now that was the Ramones with Listen to My Heart. Before that we had Open Letter to Johnny by Hum Machine. And of course, the 35 minutes before that was Brother Matt and Spin Cycle, special guest collaborator Petra Hayden on violin.
Cool, thanks.
Both arco and pizzicato. And you had some violin going yourself.
Yeah.
Little gypsy stuff.
Yeah, you were duetting with the...
I do got a little Havanagila.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. That was neat in real time.
Little jazzy gypsy land.
Yeah, see, you hear her ear?
Yeah.
Like you don't even have to try the parts out, you just hear them. It's righteous. Like I remember last week, Josh with the melodica, he'd like do it really quiet to find where it was. You just balls out right on it. Her ear is connected.
Yeah,
it's not cool. Just with your voice, but with the violin, too.
So does it feel a lot different playing a different violin?
Yeah,
yeah. Well,
first of all, the chin rest was missing, so it was slipping. and I was playing with a T-shirt for a shoulder rest.
With the shoulder pad.
Yeah.
I guess for a woman's power suit or something.
It's
or maybe a man's powers.
Different violin.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you say? It was brighter?
Yeah, this one sounds more... It's brighter than mine. And the action, I've noticed, was a little closer to the neck board, so it was kind of... I can see why it's a fiddle now, because it's easier to play fast.
Ah. It's the bluegrass jams.
Yeah.
Do you ever do bluegrass?
No. People have asked me that before, if I could play Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Red River Valley?
Yeah. I don't know how to play that stuff.
You could probably pick it up. It's fat. It's almost like hillbilly punk or something.
Yeah,
it's
really
fat.
It's good to hang out with Papa John Creech. He was a cool old fiddler.
Yeah.
Going into
Went way into his late years doing it, too.
Yeah, he just said it took him a little longer to warm up.
He's a jammer. But there's some musics that go way back before punk that was fast. Mm. Like that bluegrass and the klezmer stuff.
Yeah.
That stuff jams.
Yeah.
It's on violin, but it's also with the clarinets and stuff. And it's really old, but it pumps. It pumps. So we're at the end of the second hour, Watt from Pedro show, May 30, 2004 edition. Hold tight for hour three, because we got the debut of Petra Sings the Who Sellout. May 30th, 2004, it's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro show. Now, this week we don't have one of those mind movies like I've been having the last
2 years.
We finished Jack Flanders in Montreal last week. But in order to make sure there's no void, we have something special here. We got the world debut, Petra Sings the Who Sellout in its entirety, a cappella. So let's preface this a little bit, Petra. Tell them about it.
Well, I have this solo record called Imaginary Land, where it's mostly a cappella layered vocals with, I'll use a musical term, contrapuntal stuff that I do, where I don't sing lyrics, but it's sort of like kind of like
phonetic.
A Steve Reich kind of thing, a vibe where I sing like ahs and oohs and lahs, and I just start with a bass track and then I build from that. And then one day you came to me with the idea of singing the Who Sellout and make it kind of imaginary land style. So, but I sing the words, so it was fun, and it took me a while. I started it, and I was on a roll, and then I just kind of procrastinated, and now it's done, like 3 years later.
Some of it was done out in the desert?
Yeah, it was in Joshua Tree for a couple months, and I did some of it there, and then I was in this horrible accident like 4 years ago now, and I
run over in a crosswalk.
Yeah.
And Venice or Santa Monica?
In Venice.
Okay.
And it's funny because one of the songs on Imaginary Land is called "Look Both Ways Before You
Cross."
Yeah,
right. I played it on the show. but Imaginary Land is. Four-track.
Yeah, but actually I started it with four-track, and then I went, remember Tom Grimley?
Oh, that's right.
I finished it with him
Poop
recording.
Alley.
Yeah, Poop Alley.
That was the name of the studio.
16 tracks, so I used like 16 tracks for some of the songs on that record. I wanted it to, I was listening to the Bulgarian Female Vocal Choir a lot. Almost as much as I listen to Radiohead now. So I was in a Bulgarian state of mind. So, but with this record, I did it with the 8-track, the Tascam, what was it? The Tascam
488.
488. And I was learning it and made a lot of mistakes and...
Oh, the words.
Oh, yeah. Well, we won't talk about that.
Because I didn't give her lyrics.
I didn't have lyrics, so...
Actually, she only used 7 tracks because I put the actual record on the 8-track.
Yeah. But my cousin John Wells mixed it onto Pro Tools, and actually I had a couple tracks where I did sing drums, overdub drum stuff, and also I fixed some of the lyrics that I got wrong, and... It was so much fun. I just to sit there and get lost in the Who. And then I started having dreams about it, and and so yeah, it's wild.
Well, we're gonna play it for you.
Cool.
Here on the Watt from Pedro Show, Petra sings "The Who Sell Out."
Bye. What's for tea, Mom?
What's for tea, darling? Darling, I said, what's for tea?
What's for tea, daughter?
More music. Ba-dum, ba-dum, da-dum, 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 da-dum.
I can't remember. I dance with Jean. I dance with Cindy. Then I suddenly see Mary Ann with a shaky hand. What they done to a man? Just to shake her shaky hand. Dolinda can't cook. Jean reads books. Cindy can't sew. But I'd rather know. Mary Ann with the shaky hands. What they done to a man, those
she was happier than she'd ever been. highly successful sound of a wonderful Radio London. Me and my brother were talking to each other about what makes a man a man. Was it brain or brawn or the month you were born? We just couldn't understand. Our old man didn't like our appearance. He said that only women wear long hair. So me and my brother borrowed money from our mother. We knew what we had to do. We went downstairs past the barber's gymnasium and got our arms tattooed. Welcome to my life tattoo. I'm a man now, thanks to you. I accept, I'll regret you, but the skin grafting won't get you if you'll be there when I die. Tattoo. My mother naturally liked it and beat my brother, 'cause his tattoo was of a lady in the news, and my mother thought that was extremely rude. Welcome to my life tattoo. We've a long time together, me and you. I expect I regret you, but the skin graft I won't get you. You'll be there when I die. Tattoo.
Our love was shining You're where it's at, the one that's in on every play.
The end sound.
Big L. Think easy, drink easy, pull easy.
I can see for miles. The child at this course with dynamic tension can turn you into a beast of a man.
Love right where we lie. To group together with rope of sound strings. Once upon a time there lived an old miser man by the name of Silas Lindy. He carried all his money in a little black box, which was heavy as a rock with a big padlock. All the little kids would shout what Silas was about. Money, money, money back, money, money back, there goes Mingy Stingy. There goes Mingy Stingy. Money, money, money back, money, money back, there goes Mingy Stingy. There goes Mingy Stingy. Silas didn't eat, which was just as well. He would starve himself for a penny. He wore clothes and he never walked. Clothes cost a lot and the dirt gets you hot. All the little kids would shout what Silas was about. Money, money, money back, money, money, money back, there goes Mingy Stingy. There goes Mingy Stingy. Money, money, money back, money, money, money back, there goes Mingy Stingy. There goes Mingy Stingy.
In the back of his head was a voice that said,
someone will steal it all.
He'll be lying in the gutter with an empty box.
The police will be having a ball. Money, money, money back,
money, money, money back, there goes Mingy Stingy. There goes Mingy Stingy.
Money, money, money back,
money, money, money back, there goes Mingy Stingy. There goes Mingy Stingy.
Dog on a chain to make quite sure. And his face was very frowny when he counted up his money and he realized he hadn't any more. Money, money, money back,
money, money, money back,
there goes Mingy Stingy. There goes Mingy Stingy. Money, money, money back,
money, money, money back,
there goes Mingy Stingy.
Belongs to you.
Congratulations, cool. Petra.
Very cool.
Wild. You know, I remember when I presented you with the idea. Because it was such a big record for me and Depot. Hey, can Brother Matt, can you take this, I guess maybe after we're done, and rip it, because I like it. Because the copy I have is nothing like that.
Yeah. Yeah,
she's done many refinements. But anyway, when I told you about this idea, this record was so big to me and D. Boone, and to hear it now again, it's
a trip. A really cool way to hear it.
Yeah, yeah, I know he would have loved it. So many. In September on Bar None Records.
Yeah. Bar None.
And you're putting together a band and play it for people?
Yeah, together some girls. My great. Girls. We're going to sing the Who Fell Out. I think hopefully it'll, by October, we'll be able to perform it somewhere in New York. But I don't know about a full tour yet.
We'll do it in L.A. too.
Yeah.
Since you live here.
Yeah.
But, yeah, October's the CMJ, so maybe you do a gig there, huh?
Hopefully.
I've been asked to play there, too, again. And I'm going to do it, I guess, because of the new record. I usually
shy away
those things.
Well, maybe I could do it the night that you're playing. Maybe I could.
Well, we're trying to get, they told me they're trying to arrange either the 14th, the 15th, or the 16th. I'll know when I get back. I'm leaving for a week. I have to go play I don't have to. I have the intense opportunity to play with the Stooges in Scotland and Ireland and England. So no Watt from Pedro show next week, but the week after. But I'll know by then, Pat, and that'd be neat if we could play the same gig.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. I would love to open up for you.
Oh, I think I would open for you.
And then you could come sing your parts from the opera.
Yeah.
That would be wild. And when we do the KXLU thing.
Yeah.
Either the week when I get back from this or the week after. I have two windows before I like tour for the rest of the summer where I'm here for a week each. One's after the Stooges and one's a week after the Bloomsday. Like, I'm actually going to a town where I'm not going to play. It's like a first for me.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I've never been, you know, what's the V word? Vacation? Yeah, I never had one of them. So, a Bloomsday, big deal for me because that book was, this thing is dangling on me big time. Brother Matt's headset thing here got snapped. Got
permanent.
How did it happen?
Permanent adjustment the other night.
Yeah, how did it happen?
The thing was more fragile than it looked. I was going to do a little twist on it, and it
just snapped on your head.
Snapped on my hands.
Oh, on your hands.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, whoops.
Maybe I thought maybe my drummer Jer came over because he's got kind of a big head. No. No, he's great. Let's see. Somebody gave me this. Let's play it. I think they're from New York City. A lot from Pedro show.
Hey! about work.
Pedro Show. That was Mark Stewart Mafia with Learning to Cope with Cowardice. Cowardice. Coward's Dice. A pair of Coward's Dice. Before that, we had It's Showtime Part 2 by the Mooney Suzuki. And, of course, Petra Hayden sings The Who Sells Out. The Who Sell Out. Sorry. Thanks again, Petra.
Thank you.
Coming aboard and spieling with us, collaborating with Brother Matt, Spin Cycle.
That was
fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
And drive back up to the Studer Baker. Studer Schooner. Yeah. Nobody knows. But everyone knows this is Love Grotto, Pleasure Point, Wild Kingdom, home of the Watt from Pedro Show, May 30, 2004 edition. Thanks for everybody listening on in. And we'll be back after the Scottish, Irish, English 3-day soiree with the Stooges. Hopefully I won't clam up too much. Get wrestled to the deck. And, oh no, it should be wild. They're outside big things.
Big events.
Yeah, festivals. So, it'll be kind of crazy to play Stooges for the young folks. Because a lot of the bands that we're playing with are this week's hits, so maybe we'll be able to blindside them with some timeless tunes via the Stooges. It'll be great to see those cats again. Day before Memorial Day. Hopefully we can memorialize more. Keep your powder dry.